It's a big loss for unions at Amazon today. Workers at a warehouse in upstate New York voted by a 2-to-1 margin against unionizing. NPR's Alina Selyukh has been following all of this and joins us now. And we will first note that while Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters, we cover them just like we cover any other company. Right, Alina?
Absolutely.
All right. So why was this vote today so significant, you think?
Well, what was at stake was whether Amazon would have a second ever unionized warehouse in the U.S. Workers near Albany voted on whether to join the Amazon labor union. As you noted, the vote was not close. The union lost in a sweeping defeat. This group is an upstart independent union. It was formed by current and former Amazon warehouse workers, and they made history this past spring when they organized a warehouse on Staten Island. Mm-hmm. That was the first and so far only union to succeed in unionizing at Amazon warehouses in America. But then the Amazon labor union went on to lose in two union elections, today being its second loss in a row.
Right. And do we know why the union lost this time in Albany?
Well, as you can imagine, there are two answers depending on whom you ask. Amazon will argue it's a testament to its pay and benefits. You will hear this from workers who vote against unions at Amazon. They question whether unions would really improve conditions. In fact, Amazon just recently touted a wage increase. Starting pay went up by $1 for most warehouse workers, for many going up to $17 an hour. But union leaders accuse Amazon of putting its thumb on the election scale. The company staged these meetings where managers and hired lawyers discouraged workers from supporting unions, talked about how they will take workers' money and dues. Labor organizers also accuse Amazon of crossing the line into legally intimidating pro-union workers, which Amazon denies. Here's Albany worker and lead organizer Heather Goodall.
If we had not been subjected to several violations of the law, violations of our rights, the outcome would have been different. So we're going to go ahead and remain strong. We'll get our day in court.
Even before the election, organizers filed numerous charges of unfair labor practices against Amazon. And here it certainly sounds like the Amazon labor union might also appeal today's loss in Albany.
Hmm. Well, you know, Alina, we have been hearing and talking a lot about the spike in union activity over the past year, like the campaign sweeping Starbucks stores where over 200 locations have now unionized. Mm. Can you talk about that piece of this? Like, how does the Amazon campaign fit into this overall trend?
Yeah, well, comparing Amazon and Starbucks, it's, of course, different work, different workplaces. The most obvious difference being the size. At Starbucks, organizers are working with maybe a dozen or two baristas in a coffee shop. They often know each other. Yeah. At Amazon, it's hundreds or even thousands of coworkers spread over huge facilities where they might never talk to each other. And to make something clear, just having these union elections is a notable shift for Amazon. The company, for decades, fought off nearly all efforts at labor organizing. Now it's faced five union elections in less than 2 years. Hmm. Only one has so far succeeded. Amazon is, of course, appealing to overturn that union win. But even now, we are watching possibly one more union election maybe brewing in California.
Here in California. That is NPR's Alina Selyukh. Thank you, Alina.
Thank you.